This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Many of the young Egyptians who led the effort to oust dictator Hosni Mubarak say an enormous threat to the revolution remains. They're talking about the current government's use of secret military trials. It's estimated that at least 7,000 people, including protesters, bloggers, and dissidents, have been jailed by the army since Mubarak stepped down. As NPR's Eric Westerveld reports, activists are pressing the military to transfer those cases to civilian courts and to investigate allegations of abuse and torture.
Every political slogan is laced with propaganda, but during Egypt's revolution, the frequent Tahrir Square chant, "The army and the people are one," had real meaning. People didn't just hope, they trusted the military to support their risky push for justice and basic freedoms. But 4 months into military rule here, critics say, the army has continued the Mubarak-era practice of silencing dissidents with hasty trials in closed military courts.
It is only a violation of our rights as Egyptians, and we deserve better.
Tarek Shalaby is a 26-year-old Egyptian blogger and social media consultant. He was protesting peacefully last month outside the Israeli embassy here in support of Palestinian statehood when Egyptian military police cuffed him and took him away. He was charged with violating the prohibition on public gatherings, among several other charges. He was taken to a military prison and quickly put on trial.
Basically, we had no representation. There wasn't even the ability to ask for one. They already assign you a lawyer who is part of the military himself, but he's not actually there. It's just like his ID is there on the table.
Shalaby got a 1-year suspended sentence. Others haven't been as lucky. Rights groups here estimate there are still dozens of protesters behind military bars. 32-year-old Amr el-Bariri is one of them. He was beaten and arrested in late February during a sit-in against the interim government. He's now serving 5 years in a military prison for allegedly breaking curfew and assaulting a public official. Amnesty International reports that he may have been beaten and tortured with electric shocks while in military custody. 5 oil field workers recently arrested during a labor strike also are stuck in a military prison. Blogger Shalaby says he now doesn't trust the army to guide the country to free and fair parliamentary elections scheduled for September. He charges that repression by the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, or SCAF, headed by Field Marshal Hussein Tantawi, is undermining the core values of the revolution.
They have decided there will be no change in the system. We'll just change some names, maybe improve little things here and there. We will not be able to succeed in our Gen 25 revolution until we completely get rid of the current setup of the SCAF, especially led by Tantawi and by Sami Anan and the rest of the corrupt dictators, if you will, that are part of that council.
The Egyptian military didn't respond to a request for comment for this story. Anonymous military representatives have phoned into Egyptian news shows defending military trials as necessary to curb a spike in crime and to maintain order. The army has used that security argument to justify the more than 3-decades-old emergency law, which to this day gives security forces sweeping powers. Mona Saif, with the new rights group called No Military Trials for Civilians, met with representatives of the army for more than 5 hours yesterday. Saif said the group demanded an investigation into allegations of abuse and torture by military police and for all civilians in military custody to be retried in civilian courts. They also suggested non-military judges should evaluate all the cases and make a public recommendation.
Always part of the issue is that you don't just demand, is that you give them a practical solution. So they promised they are going to look into it and discuss it.
Saif said while the army seemed genuinely open to dialogue, they offered no guarantees. And she added, this is not the first time they've promised to take our criticism and suggestions seriously. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Cairo.